It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
All right, here we go. Hour number two of the Drive underway. Fan Run Radio live today, National RX, and we send things back to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Marcus Young standing by the top four at four. Mark.
Thank you, Russell. Number one, UFC President Dana White is not planning to raise fighters' pay raises. Dana White says the fighter pay in the organization won't change dramatically while he's in his current position, saying that he believes fighters get paid what they're supposed to get paid.
What paid?
I don't see what they have not mentioned what they get paid, but he's pointed out just the article itself. He says boxing has absolutely been destroyed because of money and all the things that go on. It's never going to happen while I'm here with the UFC. Believe me, these guys get paid what they're supposed to get paid. They eat what they kill. They get a percentage of pay-per-view buys, and the money is spread out amongst all the fighters. So they get about a 20% of its revenue, according to data.
I mean, I heard it really trapped secrecy with the U.S. fighter. He'll never say exactly who it's for a fighter. You know, Conor McGregor is going to get more than a guy who's not one of the top fighters or so in his division, which, I mean, is fair and everything, but I do wonder. I've always wondered, what kind of money those guys are getting. So, interesting. We'll see. I wonder if they got ever straight.
Yeah, the thing I find interesting is, you know, it's kind of like we always talk about with the – you know, with the pay inequality, specifically with the U.S. women's national team and men's national team, and, you know, with the Brittany Griner stuff and all that, you know, I mean, it's just what kind of – if you don't have the money coming in, you can't pay it out. You know what I mean?
No, I completely agree.
So it doesn't really get to be a problem until you get just a situation like college football's in right now, where the money's just beyond obscene. It's reached absurd levels, and the athletes are not getting one dime of it, and that the NCAA is going to somehow use, NIL as to placate the players, which the NIL deal is completely separate from, and we can circle back to this. I thought about this last night.
Sure. At number two, speaking of boxing as well, Tyson Fury, after saying that he was going to come out of his short retirement, is now returning to retirement. He's decided to walk
He'll
away
be
from.
Back.
Yeah, probably. He said he's walking away only 3 days after said he was returning to the sport, posting on social media saying, "Massive thanks to everyone who's had input on my career over the years. And after long, hard conversations, I finally decided to walk away on my 34th birthday. I say bon voyage." So,
all right, Gypsy King. We'll see you when you fight Anthony Joshua here, hopefully in a year or two.
Yeah. Number three, Bubba Wallace has signed a multi-year contract extension with 2311 Racing. Bubba Wallace has locked down his future with 2311 Racing today and is now eyeing a spot in NASCAR's playoff for the first time in his career.
Congrats to Trey's cousin.
Absolutely.
That team's getting ready to get probably a whole lot better. It sounds like Kurt Busch is going to have to go the Dale Earnhardt Jr. route. Have you followed that at all? I thought you might recognize that name, Russ, because he's been driving for so long.
I haven't followed it. Is he going to retire?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to. He apparently had one more, sounds like pretty major league concussion in a wreck
bad.
A couple of weeks ago. So, but –
Bubba said, I thought this was really cool. He said, "I thought from day one on joining this team that I wanted to make this where I retire in a place I call home for a very long time. I'm just trying to do the best I can to continue those efforts."
All right. Is that it, Marcus?
Finally, just at number four, just going to point out, we have the preseason games tonight. Atlanta versus Detroit at 6, Cleveland at Jacksonville at 7, where we'll see Deshaun Watson. And at 7:30, we got a doubleheader. The Jets will be playing the Eagles. And Garantano with the Cardinals will be heading to Cincinnati.
Hey, real quick, Russ, just because I know you watched it last night, I want to see if you noticed it. The Lions, their coach.
Mm-hmm.
Does he not sound like Peyton Manning to you?
Dan Campbell, I haven't noticed that. I mean, I don't know if he sounds like him. He doesn't act anything like him.
Well,
that dude's a nut.
No, I mean, he's crazy. That seems like a fun staff to work on.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it. That looks like – I don't know about how many games they're going to win, but it looks like a fun bunch of guys to work with.
I love that
stuff. Kind of pulling for them. I mean, I'm not a believer in Jared Goff and just not a lot of star power there. He's an interesting coach. I wouldn't want him to be my coach. He seems kind of a little too rah-rah, not enough analytical for me, but we'll see. I mean, I guess you kind of pull for him when he's not your coach. But Hard Knocks first episode was pretty interesting this week. All right, thank you, Marcus. Top 4-4 brought to you by National Law Rex. It's where we are this afternoon, folks. Cold and flu season coming up. Oh man, out of the frying pan into the fryer. It's just not one thing; it's another. Whatever is going around out there these days, some nasty stuff. We got some guys sick at the station. I don't think it's COVID, but whatever you're going through, man, you need that flu medicine, that cough medicine, the allergy medicine. They've got it for you. All your over-the-counter favorites available here at National Law Rex. Swing by and stock up. Do what we do. We've got our own little pharmacy drawer at the Stately Smith Manor where, somebody gets sick. We got it right there. We got you ready to go. Whatever you need, come on by. Get ready. Get stocked up. It's going to be fall before you know it. We're going to be playing football, but that nose is going to be a little bit runny. Want to have something to make sure life doesn't get too unpleasant, too uncomfortable. National Law Rex, stop by. 11134 Kingston Pike next to Wendy's in Farragut. Tell them you heard about it right here on Fan Run Radio. Still awaiting the decision from the Council of Elders. Controversy has broken out. I don't know. Bear feels one way. Trey feels another way. Marcus feels another way. I don't know which way to feel. I'm just spinning around in circles. But Matty Ice, his status, his quest for an unprecedented fourth What You Talking About championship hangs in the balance, ladies and gentlemen. The tension is building. I can barely take it, Bear.
I can't either. I liken him. He has a very Tom Brady like presence that looms over this game. He's got the hardware, Russ. He really does. I'll admit it.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
But just a whiff, just the faintest whiff of some slipperiness about Matty Ice.
Well, we'll find out. Bear, have you seen what Danny White tweeted?
Yeah, I was hoping we were going to get into that. I got my rocket chair ready.
As you know me, as a sports aesthetics enthusiast,
mm-hmm.
Like this is targeted towards me. It's one of those things I think a lot of people probably don't care about at all. I care about it a lot, probably way too much.
I do as well. We're old guys.
So for those of you who are not on Twitter, Danny White, Banner Dan, who we like, and he's in our good graces right now, man. We're all about some Banner Dan here on the drive. And I like that. I don't know. It's interesting. Here's what he's doing. He tweeted out about half an hour ago. They are considering changing the font of the numbers on the field at Neyland Stadium. Now, this is something that maybe you've never even noticed. I've noticed it since I was a little kid. I've always loved the font of the number. There's just something classic about serif. It, Bear. I love,
it's what
I
it's
love
called.
The way it looks.
Yeah, it's the serif font.
So they are considering, Danny White tweets the following, less than 3 weeks to kickoff. We're kicking around the idea to update our field numbers to match the style on our jerseys, but wanted to hear what y'all think. Which number style do you prefer? And then he's got a picture, and this is a cool graphic, man. It's got one half of the field, the proposed new numbers, which is it's the same font as the numbers on the jerseys. And then the other half of the field is the old font that I like, the classic look, the traditional look, whatever you want to call it. And he's got a poll out here for the new number style, the new jersey number style, and the old current serif style, the classic look. And over 3,000 votes have cast, and the new jersey style is running away with it, Bear. If they go by just what this poll says, they're going to change those numbers.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I'm getting madder and madder.
I'm trying not to, man, but it's deeply disappointing. And here's all I would say, and I know that people in that athletics department listen. Danny White might be listening. Somebody who's got his ears definitely listening to this, okay? And here's all I would encourage them to tell Banner Dan, who we love, on behalf of at least, you know, Baron Russell here on the drive. I would just humbly submit that there are a lot of people that feel the way Bear and I do. I'm not an old guy, man. I'm 42. This isn't a get-off-my-lawn take. This is part of what makes Tennessee football traditional and special. Keep it the way it is, man. All the people that are voting on this, all the people that care about this are not on Twitter. There's more people that care about this that are not on Twitter. Studies have shown only 25% or so of Americans actually have a Twitter account, okay? I would venture to guess that a lot of the people who aren't on Twitter feel the way I do, mm-hmm. feel the way Bear does. I just think about it. And furthermore, it like if I had my way and I don't, and maybe it's a good thing I don't, but I say go back to the old. I'm not a huge fan. It's not a problem for me. I don't dislike the current jersey numbers. It's not my cup of tea, but I'm not like redneck mad about it.
Right.
But I say go back to the way it was back when Peyton and T. Fair and the boys were winning big in the 90s. And we had those huge block numbers like Alabama, like Ohio State, like Georgia is going back to this year. And so I saw that. Let's turn back the clock, man. Bring back the big numbers while we're at it and keep those numbers on the field the same. That's my two cents, Bear.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, you want to do a throwback uniform. Don't come out in black. Do a throwback to the, you know, any time from like 92 to 2000. They're great looking here, especially those giant numbers, man. Those look wild when you go back and watch some of those games now. It's like, damn, those numbers are big.
It ain't slowing Ohio State down.
No.
They still got them.
Uh-uh. But, yeah, I mean, just stuff like that. But, I mean, just it's, for me, it's just aesthetically. I just think serif? The serif font just looks a lot better. It's a lot cleaner look.
I love it, man.
It looks better on TV. It's just classy looking. Why does everything have to change? Always got to be fiddling with stuff. I don't really like the state outline font. And if I had my thing, when Texas rolls in here the first time, there better damn well be an interlocking UT in orange and white center on the middle of that field.
All right, see, this is where you and I depart, my friend.
We're the real UT.
Power T.
We were playing football before they were state. I'm not sure on that, but that's a rumor I'm starting.
Sounds good.
Real
UT. All right, let's get Phil in here. If you want to chime in on that, we'd love to hear from you. What do you think the great number controversy of 2022 has been started this afternoon? Number fonts. That's what we're getting indignant about this afternoon. Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on the drive.
Hey, sorry, W.
What's up, Philly?
How you, Baron? Marker King.
Doing well, Phil. Doing well. How are you, sir?
Marker's going to get blown away this weekend.
Oh, we forgot about that.
I can't make any guarantees either way.
That's a yes.
Oh, well, yeah. What you're saying, you got to do what you got to do. You know.
I mean, this is how an adult responds to that question, Marcus. Bear, ask me if I'm going to get blown away this weekend.
You getting blown away this weekend, Russell?
No. Anything other than that is, I mean, that's a yes in my book, Marcus. So good to know that you didn't learn your lesson. And, you know, hey, hydrate, take a little Tylenol, a little aspirin the next day. You'll get by. You're young.
I'll report back.
Did Chris take him a fishing trip this morning or something? What was going on? I turned the radio on and heard National Feed.
No, there's funny you should mention that, Phil, because I mean, you guys keep – I mean, what if we came around and tracked your all's time off from your jobs? And you, Westchester, and all the rest of you guys that fiend for this stuff. No, there's a – as Russell mentioned earlier, there's kind of a nasty respiratory bug going around right now. We got couple of people sick over here and, you know.
Now Bear, you know, not that my mind leans towards the conspiratorial, but – are you buying that, Bear, or do you think that our coworkers are just using this as an elaborate excuse to get a 4-day weekend? It's funny how it happens right before the weekend, you know?
Nah, because it's Nate. Nate doesn't, he won't, I mean, Nate will just tell you, look, I'm taking a day off. So Nate's sick. I talked to Miller earlier. He's really bad sick. I mean, he couldn't do a show right now. I mean, his voice is shot. So, yeah.
But I hope they get well.
You know? We'll make sure to call you guys next time you and Westchester put in a request for time off from your jobs.
Kind of like that.
Well, speaking of Westchester, he was saying that you wanted he wanted my number from you. What's the deal on that?
Do what?
I heard that's on the Jack the Snake show. Something about some high school. Great player in the past or something. I don't know. That's what I heard on the show.
Is this really something that we need to be using our valuable airtime? I mean, can't you and Jake and Westchester exchange numbers on your own time on social media or something? I mean, what's happening
right now? They brought Bear's name into it, though. What? Well, let's start talking some sports now.
What the hell
first, I
want
to talk about this Natty ice crap. I mean, Bear got gypped out of the championship. It's time for Natty ice to taste what it's like losing. There's no doubt in my mind after hearing that he talked after that buzzer went off. And as far as I'm concerned, that means go to the house and wait till next year.
The mayor has weighed in, Russ. How about them apples?
Wow. Oh, I mean, you guys are thick as thieves right now, so I'm taking this opinion with a grain of salt.
And you say that the council elders is going to look at, well, heck, all of them are all sick. Now, how are they going to do that?
Well, I mean, unlike the guys on Three and Out, the council of elders works through illness.
What's the council of elders? A bunch of drunks, hair to down, rig tape, like it was when Barry got screwed out of some wings.
Phil, you're asking for it. You're asking for it.
Well, I was talking sports now. Danny White can do all the changing the numbers and all he wants to, but I want to beat Pitt and Florida. I could care less about the damn numbers. Let's beat somebody. Changing numbers don't mean anything to me. I mean, we got a nice-looking uniform. And they can change it, go back to the old days. Heck, I'd like you bring back that old road uniform way back when Connors played.
That was a clean-looking uniform.
Wouldn't that look good?
That was a clean-looking uniform, wasn't it, Phil?
Well, let's not pretend like you don't care about these things then. I mean, if you want to go back to, hey, we can walk and chew gum here. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. Why can't the administration get the aesthetics angle of it right? And Josh Heupel and his football team will take care of the – I mean, I'm with you that I'd rather win than look good. So, but I don't see any reason why we can't do both.
Is Danny White going to have a black helmet for the black uniform? Let's talk about attention to detail. There is none over there. Oh, I guarantee if Johnny Majors was a coach, I'd have a black helmet. Well, they probably wouldn't, but at least it'd be in a pleasantly esteeming uniform.
Oh, you know we would have. If Johnny had been around once it had still been coaching with all this alternate stuff, everybody forgets me. He was a fashionista, man. We'd have looked smooth.
Yeah, we would. But one more thing. I'm glad to see Kentucky and Turnbull. Isn't it cool? I mean, Rick Barnes has won more damn games since 2019 NCAA tournament than Kyle. That's hilarious. I mean, and then that football coach thinks he's got a great program going on up, and they can't even beat Jeremy Pruitt. It's comical. And Skull Ken's out gambling now? Oh, man, what's this world coming to?
Skulkin is, he's got to make up some of that money. He's not getting that buyout life, Phil. He's got to do something. He can't coach football. He's hitting the gambling tables.
Is he in Cherokee, like up at Harrah's up there? I mean, this isn't like in Las Vegas, is it? I mean, this is.
No, he's over there, Western North Carolina.
Well, y'all get Marcus Young go up there and get blown away and take, see what Skulkin's doing. See.
I mean, I'll do what I have to do. Will I remember it? Probably
good
not.
Lord. Sounds like Phil's well on his way to having a good weekend, Russell.
Jeremy Pruitt's up. I mean, yeah, it's he's working. He's the working man. Let's get D.R. Vall in here next. Good afternoon, D.R. Vall. You're on the drive.
Yeah, Phil's weekend started before ours did, didn't it?
Evidently, I'm not. I don't pick up on those things as quickly. Are you saying that Phil's blowed away already?
Oh, Phil's well lubricated.
Okay.
I was made aware that the Crown Royal started flowing at 2:15 today.
Oh dear.
Sounds like a good Friday. Honestly, the way I was talking to you, Russ, I thought you cut him off in traffic or something. You know, TJ had said earlier about he compared the Louisville and Pitt game to each other last year. Pitt won ACC. Albeit a crappy conference, but Louisville didn't win the ACC last year.
No, Pitt won the ACC, and then that guy ran his offensive coordinator out of there and changed their offense after they won the league. Go figure.
Yeah, and, you know, the LSU game, Orgeron, was he fired by the time Kentucky played them last year, or was he still
there? I think that was the game that got him fired.
Okay. And again, that's another terrible comparison.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss, their quarterback got drafted. They're the only guy that beat us that and the fake injuries, and who's not there. That's another bad comparison.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see, but I think most people expect LSU, even though they are breaking in a new coach, to be better than they were last year, and for Ole Miss to take a little step back. Now, they might. Maybe Jackson Dart just keeps things rolling there, and they're excellent again, but my guess is LSU and Ole Miss are on a little bit even footing, closer even to even footing this year. I mean, there was no doubt last year that Ole Miss was a much harder game for Tennessee than LSU was for Kentucky.
Oh yeah, I think it's going to be – you could honestly compare us to like how we looked Pruitt's last year to how we looked last year in Heupel's first year. I think that'll be the change in LSU, honestly.
Oh, man, I hope it's not that drastic. I hope they wait a little while to take off until after. I hope we're able to go in there and steal one from them.
You know how this goes, Russ, Tennessee. You know, as far as the field goes, I've honestly always kind of liked how LSU does their field with a 5-yard interval.
Yeah, we can't copy that, though. That's their thing, D.R. Vall. We got our thing, man. Our thing is good.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to copy it because, yeah, if we did it, that's all you'd hear, kind of like, you know, the checkerboards with us in Kentucky. But I do kind of like that. I don't really care what they do, honestly, on the field, as long as there's, you know, more wins, less losses, I guess you could say.
Bear, do you like the that thing LSU does? The numbers are every 5 yards instead of every 10?
It's a little too busy for me. A little too busy. It's too much. Find it confusing, Russell.
Well, guys, before I get off here, it's clear as day he did not make that buzzer. Now, I don't know if the rule is if you start saying it as the buzzer's going off, it counts, or you got to have the word fully spoken before it ends. But if that's the case, he didn't get that word off. You have a good weekend.
As always, the voice of reason. Matt on Twitter had a good point about Kentucky, Russell.
Okay.
He says it's a good time for the yearly reminder that the last non-conference Power 5 football team Kentucky played in the regular season that wasn't Louisville was Indiana 17 years ago in 2005.
Really?
And Louisville did not become a Power 5 team until 2014.
See, TJ, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to argue. But stats don't lie, man. And like,
if you want to get in this club, If you want to play big boy football, you got to start acting like it, TJ. They're not giving out invitations into this club. You got to You got to kick the door down yourself, and you're not going to do it playing Alcorn State every year. Get yourself a schedule that looks like you want to play big boy. All right?
Yeah. Very well put, Russ.
All right. Quick timeout here. Stay with us. Oh, Lord.
You saw it,
dude. We've got Geraldo and ZR next.
Yeah.
Batten down the hatches. Who knows what's about to transpire when we continue live this afternoon. National RX, more Fan Run Radio coming up. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Friday afternoon edition of the show, live this afternoon from National RX in West Knoxville. Still awaiting. I'm told the Council of Elders is deliberating behind closed doors, Bear, as they have been all afternoon. And we are told still to be expecting a ruling on Matty Ice's future.
Have you seen White Smoke yet?
Minute. Any minute now. Any minute. Will he be allowed to compete again with Nick and John Monday for the What You Talk About Championship and defend his three titles in a row? Stay tuned to find out. Let's get a call from Geraldo. Good afternoon, Geraldo.
Football coach. Football coach. Football coach. I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long time when I heard you discuss what might be in Mr. Pruitt's brain as he is playing poker in a tournament. That was very funny, Mr. Smith. Thank you for that good laugh.
You talk to seasoned gamblers, and to a man, they'll tell you that you don't want to be thinking too much. Yeah, you want to obviously try and calculate the odds as best you can, but you don't want to be emotional. And when I think of non-emotional, I think of Jeremy Pruitt's blank stare into the camera on his coach's show after his football games with Bob Kessling sitting uncomfortably next to him.
I mean, it's like watching someone just gaze into the void. I mean, I wonder what he's contemplating. I mean, it's just wild, man. He's like I imagine him, Geraldo, being at his house and just sitting and staring at a blank wall for
no
hours.
Have you guys seen, like, Daredevil? Have you seen that show? You know how the Kingpin would just stare at this white blank wall when he got home? He would just sit there and stare at it. Very similar. Very similar. Both bald. Both villains. Yeah, very similar. But do you really think that's him playing poker?
Yeah.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah. I mean, somebody DM'd me. Somebody was up there and, like, took a picture of, like, the official sheet. It's Jeremy Pruitt, dude. He's in 20th place right now, or at the end of yesterday. He was in 20th at Chip County. He had, like, 385,000 chips. The leader's at 1.2 million.
What? I'm embarrassed for some reason. Why am I embarrassed?
What's there to be embarrassed about?
I mean, because he couldn't coach his way out of a paper bag here, but apparently he just waltzes into Cherokee and throws down and is at the final table with James Bond and Serpico.
Well, I mean, when you have no affect at all, I imagine that's a pretty big boost to, like, being a good poker player. I'm like, seriously.
Or, I mean,
the guy just stares. He has one look.
Maybe we were all wrong in the theory that Nick Saban sent him to Alabama to destroy our program was correct. Maybe there's something to that. But, gentlemen, that's not why I call. I call because we're in a period right now where obviously we're getting hyped for football. We're so excited for it. I'm so excited for it. I want more of it. Like, I'm reading every practice report. I'm watching every clip. But there's nothing really to fill the urge that I feel for football. Man, it would be really cool. And this seems like something Dr. Danny White would come up with. Because, I mean, we live in a day and age where he could make this happen. It would be really cool if even just programs sold, like a almost like they create their own version of Hard Knocks. I mean, obviously they can control what goes into the footage and what is not in the footage, but man, that would be so cool. I know people would like buy and subscribe to watch that if they had something like that, and it would be a good way to make even more money, because I'm just like, when we get to this time period of August, like middle August, I just want anything football, and I think that would be a cool thing to see.
They did that on, and they just released it during spring practice. They've done it twice now. They called it like the Slice or something like that. It's on YouTube. You can go. Now, it's not as in-depth or as long. They do it in like, there's like five episodes. It's like five, you know, 10-minute long vignettes, and it's not, it's pretty cool. But it's just enough to leave you wanting more. But I'm with you. I think this fan base would gobble that up, Geraldo, if they really went all out and did it.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it weekly. You know, like you follow them, and maybe it's just like a week behind, obviously, so they can have time to edit it and stuff like that. But that, I just think that would be really, really cool. But I don't know. Hopefully Dr. Danny White's listening right now. I mean, he's a man of the people.
And what else does he have to do on a Friday afternoon?
I mean,
you know, he's listening.
Probably working, but he's also got his AirPods in, you know, listening to the drive like I do every day from 3 to 6. I mean, how can you miss the drive? You can't.
What did they call that thing? Was it the Slice or the Squeeze or?
I think you're right. I think it's the Slice. It's just like the orange slice, right? Like that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah, I think you're right. There's like a podcast too that goes a little more in depth with some of the players and coaches and stuff. But it'd just be really cool to like visually have something a little bit like Hard Knocks just to watch every week, like on a Friday night or a Saturday while you're waiting for football to come.
Well, several schools have done that already. Florida State did it. They did one. I think it was the year Jameis was the national championship year with Famous Jameis.
Yeah, there's a
Notre Dame. I'm pretty sure did one.
Prime does a really good series. It's called All or Nothing, and Michigan did it a couple of years ago with Harbaugh. They let the cameras in, and it's pretty good if you like that sort of thing. They do it for a bunch of Premier League teams, and they've done it for several NFL teams. So. That stuff is – I love that. I'm with you, Geraldo. I love that behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in terms of the numbers real quick, I don't really have an opinion on the block numbers or serif numbers, but I will side wherever you side, Mr. Smith, because you're always right. I love you. Bye.
I mean, that guy knows how to butter me up, Bear.
He's good at it. He's an A1 butt kisser extraordinaire.
He tickles me.
He always says that he loves you at the end too.
He's a nice guy.
I mean, that we need more love in this society.
I agree.
He's too much hate, not enough love. That's what I always say.
Yeah, he's helping me out behind the scenes with some technical stuff too. Geraldo's a man of many talents.
Love is the answer, and you know that for sure. John Lennon said that there.
No, I think England Dan and John Ford Coley actually sang that one. Love is the answer.
Love is the answer. Mind games. Mind games. Keep on playing those mind games. Solo material, Bear, not the Beatles.
You said speaking Paul McCartney. Of the
Beatles. Speaking of the Beatles, let's bring in ZR up next. Good afternoon, ZR. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Sorry, guys. How y'all doing?
Our only caller who will randomly break into song. ZR, we're doing all right. Hope you are.
Guys, I'm going to fire this Heupel, don't you?
You want to fire Josh Heupel?
Don't you?
No. What are you talking about?
I mean, he looks like he looks like FAH on the sideline. Do you not agree?
No. They look nothing alike.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, Heupel's got a little bit of a, you know what?
No. He's 6'5".
What are you talking about? ZR, you feeling all right today, buddy? You take any hits to the head? Ingest anything you shouldn't have?
At the drink tank. And we're having a few more as we listen to the show. And I want him fired. I think he's awful, coach. Do you not agree?
He's been here for 1 year. 1 year.
Took over for Jeremy the Gump Pruitt at that.
You know, Pruitt, I swear, that guy, his eyebrow is higher than the rocks. Would you not agree with that?
Yeah, I almost felt bad jabbing him on that one because something's obviously going on there, right?
I mean, I think him and the Rock, they got something going on. Would you not agree with that?
Hold on, ZR. I'm going to give you an opportunity to walk it back before you get run here. You can't come on here and call for Josh Heupel's head when season two hasn't even started yet.
It's Hoghead. Oh, gosh. Simmer Wilmer is a clam. Josh Heupel is more the same. Sky's a blue and sheep's a green. In a yellow hog marine.
You like that, huh?
I didn't care for that one.
You've been telling me, I've been telling you guys, that's not good for business. And you've been, he's hilarious. He's a local legend. He's a national treasure, this, that, and the other. You tell me how people love it. People love when ZR sings. Now he's turned on Josh Heupel, who last time I checked was fairly popular here in East Tennessee. He's turned on him, calling for his head before the season has even begun. You still think he's a national treasure bear? You still think that's good for business?
Well, I mean, Johnny Cash had some moments he regretted, Russell, when he got on that demon alcohol. I just kind of chalk it up to the same kind of thing. It's that demon alcohol's got a hold of him, son.
Something's got a hold of him.
I'm going to try and help him out. You know, you help. I'm not going to desert him in his time of need.
What time did you say that they got started?
Probably about 2 o'clock. I don't know.
2 a.m.?
No.
Okay, because it feels like it's 2 a.m.
No.
To go from p.m. wanting to fire Heupel to talking about The Rock and Pruitt's eyebrows.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's 4:40 on a Friday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And all of my friends do not need to drive anywhere anytime soon. But,
nope.
You know, can't pick your friends, guys. What can I say?
Actually, yeah, you can. Can't pick your family. You very well can and should pick your friends.
Never thought about it that way.
Goodness.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio. All right, I'm being told that there is some motion, some movement behind the closed doors where the council is deliberating on Matty Ice's fate. I'm told a verdict is near. Stay tuned. A lot to get to. 865-546-8200. If you want to chime in, open lines the rest of the way this afternoon. The drive continues on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio. The Drive continues. So here's kind of where I'm at right now with this whole Matty Ice controversy, Bear.
Where you at, Russ? It's out of your hands, isn't it?
You know, I'm leaning towards thinking that he might not have gotten it in. But I don't know that for sure. I don't think anybody knows for sure. I don't know.
Okay.
Listen to it 100 times, and the more I listen to it, the more unsure I am. But if I were Nick or John, wouldn't you want Matty Ice to play again on Monday just so that you can take him out, just so that you, if you end up winning, if he ends up not being able to compete and it's just Nick and John, isn't there going to be an asterisk?
No, because he obviously didn't get it in. There would be an asterisk, whatever the hell you call it, if you did let him in. On top of the fact that he got a bye in the Champions League.
I will always wonder.
You know what I will always wonder? If he hadn't acted like such a putz and demanded to be put in the Champions League. Listen to me.
Maybe, I can't even discuss this with you.
Maybe he wouldn't have been rusty in Champions League, and we wouldn't have been arguing. What have we ever argued over Matty Ice getting a 12 or a 13, dude? He's like a 16 automatic.
Well, it's only happened once.
And he came in here and came in rusty, and he got got. But funny you should mention the other guys.
Marcus, if you were in Nick or John's shoes, would you want to compete against him again, or would you just want him out of the way?
See, my argument would be if he didn't get that 13, technically you did get him out of the way. I don't know.
Exactly, young Marcus. Exactly.
But ultimately it comes down to the elders. If they feel like it's a tie still, then...
ain't no tie.
I'm told the ruling has been made, and we're just waiting for it to be handed down, and that's coming next hour. So stay tuned for that. We actually have Nick on the line. This is Nick from Champions League. He will be competing again against John on Monday. We just don't know if Matty Ice is going to be there. Nick, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on. Russell, I want to congratulate you on those mental gymnastics you're doing, trying to convince yourself of this controversy that you are so single-handedly created.
I'm not single-handedly created. Hold on. Marcus is unsure. Trey Wallace thinks that he got it in clearly.
Trey Wallace is a punk and a clown.
I'm just saying I don't know.
Here's where I'm at. When it happened yesterday, I was totally unsure. I went back and listened several times. I convinced myself more and more that he made it, but the super slow-mo version could not be more clear that he didn't make it.
Well, now, I'll tell you what. Do we need to hear the super slow-mo version again, Russ?
Yeah, play the super slowed-down version. This is, and again, you're just joining us. He has to be his voice has to be through. He has to have completed the answer, which was Egypt, before the buzzer finishes sounding. Now, you listen and tell me if he didn't get this in before the buzzer finished.
He didn't get it in.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're hearing a full P and a T and maybe even the back end of a Y after that buzzer stops.
Gypta.
Yeah, and listen, no one's more disappointed other than Mrs. Nick than myself, because this is my fault. I put out a 13 and in the final. That's not good enough. That's not going to cut it. I got lucky that the other guy struggled as well.
John had you dead to rights, and he stumbled.
He took his eye off the ball.
Yeah, and if it comes to playing Matty Ice, if I'm lucky enough to win on Monday and I take Matty Ice out at the same time, that'll be even better. But Marcus just had a rare moment of clarity himself and when he said that John and I have essentially already taken him out. So if I'm lucky enough to win on Monday, whether it's against John or whether it's against John and Matty Ice, I will hold my head high regardless, knowing that this is a legitimate victory, even though Russell is playing some bare-level shenanigans here.
Again, I'm not playing anything. I don't know what's happening here. Nick, I appreciate you, though, man. Have a good weekend. We'll be talking Monday.
All jokes aside, the texters thing you said, I've never heard of that. You were giving me a Texas Tech clue yesterday. I've never heard of texters. Is that a thing?
The Texas Tech texters. They call them the texters, right?
No.
I've never heard of that.
I mean, or is that Louisiana Tech?
That's La Tech.
I would have thought Red Raiders. I'm not whining here at all. I'm not doing that. I just never heard of Texas.
You kind of are. It's okay, though. Yeah. It's legitimate whine. I might have botched that one. Apologies.
That's all right. Well, thank you anyway, and I'll talk to you guys Monday.
He handled that better than I would have.
Well, nobody even noticed until just now. I mean, you didn't notice at the time. somebody would have called me on it, I would have felt bad. I feel kind of bad now, but I mean, hey, it's water under the bridge. It's done.
He said, I just now had a moment of clarity. I feel like I have moments of clarity every day.
You take things way too personal, kid. Should we go back and listen to these clips one last time?
Let's hear it one more time in real time. This is Matty Ice, the last clue. Nick, who you just heard, scored a 13. John scored a 13. At this point, Matty Ice has 12. If he gets this one in time, if he finishes his answer before the buzzer, it's a 13, and he's in the championship playoff again. All right, let's listen in real time.
Okay, real time.
This is the country in Africa where the Nile is.
Egypt.
That one, bang, bang. That's the closest it sounds to me.
One more time.
This is the country in Africa where the Nile is.
Egypt.
Clip two couldn't be any more damning. Damning evidence.
He went through this like the Zapruder film. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. All right, we're going to slow it down a little bit here. Play clip two.
Egypt.
See, I think that's the most confusing one.
No, it's not. Because you can clearly hear him saying Egypt after.
Well, I mean, the slowest one should be the clearest one. Play that one again.
It's just way too slowed down, but I'll play it.
No, I was the second one. Play the second one again.
Egypt.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Egypt part is after the buzzer.
Now the super slow-mo. See, I think that one makes your case the best. I think that one makes your case the best. The first two I'm very unclear on. The third one, it has me kind of thinking that maybe he didn't.
One sounds bang, bang. Two becomes obvious to me. And three just, I mean, it's to me, it's just kind of a mush. It's very confusing what you're hearing.
Oh, okay, so you admit it is confusing.
Number three, just because I think it's slowed down too far. But, I mean, this one's clear as a bell, dude.
Egypt.
Matt Buzzer ends.
I don't see how you could possibly
I'll say now when the buzzer ends. Listen.
Egypt. Now.
It ends before it.
I'm not sure that really helps.
You can't say Boom. In real time when the buzzer ends. Stop.
Good Lord, they're calling him Natty Ice online now.
That wasn't very nice. That wasn't very nice. I mean, tempers are flaring. Tempers are flaring. All right. I'm told station management tells me the Council of Elders has reached a verdict, and the ruling will be issued next hour after the top five at five.
Once they've spoken, that is it. There's no appeals.
Generally, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Hey, this ain't the NFL. This ain't arbitration.
They don't take second guessing very well at all.
It's the council.
You don't demand anything of the council.
Boy, they're going to change that number style on the field, aren't they? I don't know, Bear. People are telling me I'm getting on the porch.
I don't. To me, it's not really getting on the porch. For me, it's if it looked better. I've already said it aesthetically, but I just don't think it looks as good. I think it looks real high, just kind of high school Harry looking with the block. I mean,
maybe it's time to freshen up. Maybe change is good. Maybe it's time to do something different. What we've been doing hasn't been working. Maybe it's time to modernize.
Should they put the state logo back on the midfield?
No. I mean, you take that power tee off. I mean, it ain't nothing for me to light a torch and grab a pitchfork. I mean, it's not crazy riot here. You want to take the checkerboards out the end zone too?
I was.
Are you serious? What are you about to say?
I'm not saying take them out, but I'm saying like, if we didn't have the checkerboards. I remember when it just used to say Tennessee in the end zones.
What are you talking about if we didn't have the checkerboards? What are you talking about right now, dude?
For a good chunk of my early fandom, we didn't have the checkerboards, buddy. Go look and see when they put them in.
I understand that. I remember, and it looked terrible.
Not terrible, man. Easy
when they
now.
Had those two single bar helmets in the end zone tilted at an angle. Yeah, I remember.
It's my childhood, buddy.
It looks better now.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I just sometimes get nostalgic for it.
What did it look like when we won the Natty?
It was at its peak back in the horseshoe days.
All right, hour number three coming up. It's the Drive Fan Run Radio. Back with more right after this. Stay with us.